The next presenter is Claudia Diazola. She is originally from Peru, where she held several positions in the government, and she is now associated with Embark. She will talk about her very interesting work across Latin America in the coming presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Avi. Good morning, and thank you to McGill University. I think Lawrence has made a very good presentation, and it's really wonderful to be among people that value so much what we are doing. Once one is working on the field, things are really different. People really do not understand what we are doing. What is this thing of making people walking? You know, why we don't just build more streets and that's all. So right now I'm going to give you a little bit of information about the organization where I work, and then I will focus on one of the projects we have in Latin America, in Peru, in a city in the south of Peru that is called Arequipa. And I might be a little bit biased, just because of a little detail, I come from there. So I tend to consider Arequipa the most beautiful city in the world, but you can bear that with me. So we have to accept that transport is the engine of cities. But transport is also very unnatural to us. So we are dying, we are getting injured, we are getting sick because of transport, so it's time to start thinking how to put transport in a way that doesn't really affect us or the world. So Embark is the Center for Sustainable Urban Transport from the World Resources Institute. WRI is an environmental think tank based in Washington, D.C. that has already 26 years of work. So we come basically from the environmental side. We have been found in Embark 7-8 years ago, where the World Resources Institute thought for solving the environmental problems, we really need to focus on transport and transport on cities for now. So this is something you might be familiar with. Our planet is getting more and more urbanized. So we are going to have more and more people in cities. But what we are seeing in developing countries where we are focusing our work is that this is really unplanned, it's really chaotic, it's really generating a lot of loss for the countries. So what we do is we help cities, we catalyze help for getting into the city sustainable urban transport. These are our objectives. Since we come from an environmental organization, of course our first goal is to reduce fuel use, air pollution, and greenhouse emissions, but we are focusing more and more and very consciously on improving public health, on improving quality and cost effectiveness of urban transport, and the rest I will not read that for you because I want to go to the case. Those are the places where we have projects. We are mainly in Asia and in Latin America, in Asia, in Turkey, and in India, and in Latin America, in Mexico, in Brazil, and in the Andean region. And this is the project in Arequipa. So, for starting the project in Arequipa, we first settled a Center for Sustainable Urban Transport and Health. This center has been created last year and is the first center in our network that focuses also on health. Therefore, it's CTSS Andino because salud in Spanish has an S. why we are focusing in health, because we have discovered that pollution is affecting very bad the health of the people in developing countries. Just in Arequipa, the first cause of mortality is respiratory illness. And it's not a wonder, knowing that our diesel has 10,000 ppm, while here in Canada you have only 15 ppm. So the high of contamination there is really bad. Car dependency is also something that is affecting developing countries, and Latin America is not exempt of that, because we look very much at the model, as Elizabeth was saying, from the north. So we are building our new cities in the type of suburban cities that we can see here in North America. So no sidewalks, very far, big houses, really looking at this example. Accidents, well, it is really one of the causes of mortality also in Latin America. In Peru specifically, we have around 4,000 people that die every year, and this number is really high if we consider the number of cars per person. Finally, stress, not only because of the congestion, but also because of all these people getting injured or dying, cause a very big stress on people that has to overcome these situations. Well, Arequipa is located, as I said, in the south of Peru, and is a UNESCO World Health Heritage. It has both a very nice colonial downtown, and also is very rich in terms of nature. It's a valley and is surrounded by volcanoes. And you can see there the canyon of Cotahuasi. This is the deepest canyon in the world. But it's affected, as I said, by very bad pollution. Cars are very old, and no maintenance is required there. And on top of that, we have the problem with the particulate matter. The quality of service is really bad. As you can see, it's like getting into a fish can, right? It's very bad condition, but this is the only public transportation that is available there. And even though people have to take this transportation, so we have both there an opportunity and a challenge, because we still have people that cannot afford to have a car, and therefore they are taking public transportation. And what we are doing right now is looking at providing better, a decent public transportation, so that people, instead of jumping to a car, they keep traveling in public transportation. Another very important feature in Arequipa is that 20% of people do all the trips by walking. Why? Again, because it's a poor city, and most of the people cannot even afford 20 cents of dollar for using public transportation. So again, it's very good in terms of physical activity, because we have a lot of people walking, but probably they are walking too much, and we need to provide something that helps them. Congestion, even though we have not that many cars, because the economic condition do not allow people to have that many cars, they are very disorganized, they are very small, so we have a lot of them. This is really very chaotic. So these are some facts of the city. It's a 1 million inhabitant city. They do 1.3 million daily trips, very long travel times, around 2 hours or 3 hours, lack of bus stops and transfer terminals, high pollution, high rate of accident, the penny war, is because the little buses that you have seen, the little vans, they do not have any organization, so they have to compete among the other ones. And they compete for the cents. One can charge you a few cents less, but it's a lot of congestion and accidents. We have oversupply of low-capacity vehicles, 3,700 vans and small buses, and they are in very poor conditions, and about 25,000 taxis. This is really something that can call your attention. As you can see in the picture there, there are these little cars that are all over the city, and it's one of the cities that has most taxis in the world. Interestingly enough, a few years ago, the mayor of the city banned downtown from public transportation, but allowed taxis to be there. So you don't have public transportation, but you have a lot of taxis that contaminate and congest the city. Of course, there is a very bad public opinion about public transit. What we are helping the city to do right now is to have the first BRT corridor, bus rapid transit corridor, that you might be familiar with it. We are also restructuring the whole transit system, and we are hoping that we will have a system that has fair integration. We are focusing very consciously on traffic safety improvement. We would like to revitalize the historic downtown and access for low-income people to the system. There are, of course, many challenges, and one of them is how to deal with the current operators, the transport operators, that, of course, will be out of business when this project will be running. And you can read the Lanchones out, mayor in. That was very good result of what the mayor did in January this year. These are very old cars from the 60s, and they were polluting the city terribly. They were providing public transportation, so 5 to 6 people could fit in there. But they were polluting a lot. And the mayor said in January they will no longer allow to run in the city. And the city went into a 3-day strike, but at the end, the public opinion supported so much the mayor's decision that these cars that are called lanchones, big chips, went out and the mayor could continue with the project. This has been something very important for the whole project that we are supporting in the city, because people are more and more understanding what is the goal. This is only a little bit to show you what is bus rapid transit. The main reason we recommend bus rapid transit systems in Latin America or in developing countries is cost, because the cost is for 1 kilometer of metro, we can have 60 kilometers of BRT. And BRT is basically buses running in dedicated corridors with centralized control, with the stations, with prepayment and level boarding. And there are large buses with a distinctive image. All these things seem to be very self-explanatory for all of you, but in these countries, if you go and visit them, this is really new. Well, this is the corridor. Goes from north to south and does a loop in downtown. We have 23 kilometers of bus lanes, with 39 stations and 2 terminals, centralized control, electronic fare collection system, user information system, intelligent transport devices, and we are thinking of one or two private operators. We are thinking that we will need 90 articulated buses, trunk operations, 150 conventional buses for feeder operations. Infrastructure will be around $80 million. The fleet cost will be $45 million. It's going to be a private investment, while the infrastructure is going to be public investment. We have the technological component about $8.5 million. And this is something we also supported very much, and this is the pedestrianization of the most commercial street in the city. I know that we are going to have a break after this discussion. Okay. I'm going to be done right now, but I have a video about the pedestrianization, so in the break I will just put that and as your will you can take. Good. So this is a first attempt there. Good. Well, thank you very much, and if you have any questions.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Questions.
Yes. Neither of the presenters mentioned bicycles at all. And maybe they're not relevant to the cities where you happen to be doing your work. But it seems for many cities in the world, when I think about Holland and Scandinavia, the bicycle is an incredibly important element in dealing with transportation. I wonder if you
would
like
to comment
on that.
Is the effects of bicycles?
No, absolutely. It was the best transportation invention ever made. No question. And most trips are a bikeable distance. Public bike systems are in Montreal here. The Bixi system is really successful. It's a critical mode in actually integrating. I just didn't cover it. I'm glad you brought it up. There's not a lot of data on biking.